penultimate award of the evening is the easiest one to determine. The top scorer award goes to the player who led the team in scoring during the season, and this year, the Colts were led by a player who will join Mountain View legends Cole Sutherland and Colton Anderson by winning this award more than once. Repeating, after winning it last year, this year's top scorer is none other than Josh Geddy.
Tries to leave one for Gerard. Now it pops out for Geddy. Takes the shot. Stopped by Loomis LeBros. Back to the point. Rothenbusch with the shot. That's tipped. Still loose in front. Geddy finds it and buries it. Colts tie this one up at 1. 39 seconds remaining in the period. And who else but Josh Geddy. Hard work in front of the net. They find that loose puck and bang the rebound in. Colts on the board. It's a 1-1 tie. Picked off there by Bryce Gray. And now a nice pass finds Geddy in stride. Geddy trying to cut wide. Now he cuts to the middle. Geddy with room. He shoots. He scores. Josh Geddy just cut his way to the front of the net. Gets Little moving to his left. Puts the shot back to the right. And Josh Geddy has opened up a 3-goal Colts lead.
Colts with 3 goals in the first 3 minutes of this period, including 2 and 11 seconds from Josh Geddy. Now they're up over the line with it again. Geddy gets that one through to Bryce Gray. Gray back to the point. Rude winds and fires. That one tipped and they score. They had the big bodies in front and Gray and Geddy. Rude just let the blast go and that one deflects off of Josh Getty's stick. Give him the natural hat trick here in the second period and make it 7-2 Colts.
And the Colts will get that one down the ice. Big race to the puck. Geddy using that long reach. He's grabbed it, moves and takes the shot. It scores. Josh Geddy showing off the skills here in the first period, uses the long reach to win the race. The speed pushes him past the defender, then gets in and from a sharp angle, roofs one over Indiana Kelly. Josh Geddy, his first goal of the season, and he is looking good early on.
Bank one off the boards, right back to himself. Pass across, looking for Leatherdale. It's going to get all the way back to the point, though, for Simpson. Now to Leatherdale, back to Simpson. Simpson lets the shot go deflected. Second chance, they score! Geddy on the doorstep just as the penalty expires. And the power play comes through with a good effort. Josh Geddy will get his second of this game.
We all know the main driver, Josh Geddy. 2 goals, 3 assists. Outstanding performance from that entire top line, in my opinion. But Josh Geddy, he is the straw that stirs the drink here for the Mountain View Colts. As we've said time and time again, he really is a dominant force here on the Mountain View Colts. And when you have an elite level junior B player like Josh Geddy is, such a difference maker. He is definitely a game breaker. And tonight, he showed us what he's all about.
And at center ice, they will celebrate as the Colts notch the empty netter, make it a 6-3 one. And Josh Geddy has himself an opening night hat trick and a 4-point game.
I think it was just we buried on our chances. We were doing the same stuff that we were doing, just shooting, getting lots of pucks on net, forechecking them hard, taking the body when we had to, and I think they just went in a lot easier tonight.
We are joined on the phone by this year's Top Scorer Award winner, Josh Geddy. Josh, thank you so much for being with us this evening. Congratulations on repeating as the team's top scorer. Now, this was your fourth season with the Colts. Definitely seemed like you saved the best for last. Every year saw you improve on your point total from the previous season. This year was no different. You set a new career high with 49 points. That included a career high 31 goals in 35 games. You also led the league with 5 shorthanded goals. You had 5 game winners along the way. What can you say about the season you had and what it means to you to win this award again?
Oh, it meant a lot to me. I got off to a really quick start, and I think that really helped me keep some momentum for the rest of the year. And a lot of guys on my team and my lines that really helped me get all those goals, so can't thank them enough.
Now, a big part of anybody being a successful scorer is having great line mates. You definitely had that this season. Now, what can you say about the guys who shared the ice with you night in and night out?
Yeah, I really can't thank them enough. There was quite a lot of them. I switched line mates a lot. Got Alan Klink, Zane Leatherdale, Carter Layden, Mitch Visser, and Travis Gerard were some big ones who probably assisted pretty much all of my goals, and can't thank them enough.
Now, you finish your Colts career tied for 5th all-time in team history with 80 goals. You're tied for 5th all-time in points with 162. If you look back on your 4 years with the team, what are some of the memories you're going to take away from your junior hockey experience?
Just like Corbin said earlier, I think one of the best memories all of us are going to have is that reverse sweep on Red Deer last year when we won in overtime. That was pretty special, and just memories just from the room with the boys, that's always going to be special.
Now, you're one of four graduating players on the team this year, and obviously the season's end isn't what anyone had in mind. What can you say, though, about how this year finished and that being the end of junior hockey for you, Travis Girard, Corbin Houchin, and Alan Klink?
Yeah, really wish it ended a different way, but that's the way everything's going right now. So at least we got one last win in against Airdrie and finish off on a win for that series at least.
Now, Josh, we want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, and thank you for all the memories you were a part of in your time in Cold Country, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Jeff.